Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another episode of the Daily Friend Wrap. I'm your host, Nicholas Larimer, today joined by Makone Maja. Makone, let's get into the news of today. And the first thing I want to talk to you about is your meeting with the South African Human Rights Commission, where the issue of racial classification was discussed. Makone, could you just lay out everything from the beginning? Let's start with why we at the Institute of Race Relations have been so opposed to racial classification and many of the racial laws that go along with it.
Yeah, thank you, Nick. To give our audience a bit of background about racial classifications, which if I know anything about our audience, that they don't need it, but just for the benefit of it making sense, is that racial classifications emerged from apartheid. That's when they created, or as I like to say, manufactured these racial boxes that still very much play a big role in how South Africa, or the South African government specifically, administers treatment to its people today. And so you had the Population Registration Act of 1950, the Group Areas Act, the Bantustans Land Acts. And this is where you really saw the apartheid government craft racial identities. And what they did is, of course, create those four racial categories: Black, Colored, Indian, and created a few subcategories for coloreds. And they defined race in very frivolous ways, of course, because you cannot actually define it. It's an entirely made up thing, doesn't have any basis in science. And obviously they created these categories so that they can sow divisions in South African society, which course they've done successfully, and much of those legacies still haunt the halls of South Africa today. But one of the ways in which they would define race is, for example, say that a Black person is somebody who is obviously Black. Now, that clearly means nothing. And the second way in which they would define race is, say, a Black person or a white person or an Indian person must be generally accepted as that race, right? And you start to really see the manipulation where they would punish like Blacks and whites who would intermarry or have conjugal relations, where if you as a white person were seen having relations with a Black person, you would be unclassified from white, you'd lose your white privilege, your white card would literally be revoked, and you would be reclassified to Black. But if you were to classify from the Black race into another, one of the other races which were deemed slightly more superior, even ultimately superior, like the white race, you'd be charged with things like fraud. It was a punishable crime in this country to declassify yourself from Black to one of the other racial categories. And the Institute has been very consistently fighting against that, because that is indeed the chief cornerstone of apartheid. That is where the discrimination, the prejudice, and a lot of the violence that were inflicted in trying to uphold those racial categories emerged from and were enabled by. And so 30 years after democracy and 35 years after the Population Registration Act and its cousins like the Group Areas Act and so forth were repealed, South Africa, surprisingly, is more racialized legally today than peak apartheid. One of the ways in which you can measure that, which we do through our race laws index, you can find this at racelaw.co.za, is we document the number of racially based acts of parliament that have been operative since 1910. And we look at which of those are operative today, right? So what happened is, those laws were slowly passed from between 1910 and the 1990s, and they reached a peak between 1970 and 1980, where South Africa had over 120 race-based laws on its books. But after 1990, those laws were slowly repealed, and South Africa reached the lowest of its racialized statutes in 1996, where we managed to repeal close to 100 of those laws, and we reached about 55 remaining on our books, on our statutes in 1996. 1996. However, since then, South Africa has issued and promulgated tens more race-based laws to the extent that we have surpassed even peak apartheid era, right? We have some 141 operative racialized acts of statutes at present, again, 30 years after democracy and 35, 34 years after those primary and key institutions of apartheid, like the Group Areas Act and the Population Registration Act, were repealed. And so our question to the SAHRC was what their position is. Should the government be able to dictate to people, as it did during apartheid, what race they can and cannot identify as? And if they agree that it should, how do we define those racial categories without deferring to those demeaning definitions that were carried throughout the Acts, Population Registration Act, and so forth? And without those tests, right, like the pencil test, there's another one that Ernest Cole, a former apartheid photojournalist who unclassified from black to colored, he said they would assess if you were black by how you measured your height. If you measured like this, you were deemed black. If you measured like that, you were deemed white. Again, all very superficial. But how do we determine one's race in post-apartheid South Africa if we're going to stick with those race classifications? And out of respect for the SHRC, the meeting was had on Tuesday. Out of respect for them, I'll only speak about what they've made public. Hoping that they will soon put out a statement about the meeting. What they have said is that the governing principle for racial classification should be self-identification or self-classification, meaning that if you, Nicholas, wish to self-identify as a Black man, you should feel free to do so. And our question to them was, but how does that really look in practice? Because you have the Commission of Employment and Equity recently deploying some 20,000 race police. They call them race inspectors, but they're really the race police who are there to ensure compliance with race, right? Which means ensure that people who are, and I'll use terminology from the Population Registration Act, are obviously black, tick the black box. People who are obviously white, whatever those things mean, tick the white box. How do we enforce the Employment Equity Act and BEE while simultaneously upholding the principle of self-classification? And so those are some of the contradictions we had to deal with during the meeting. The commission has also stated that, you know, race today exists not to control the population, but to measure redress from apartheid, and that those redress measures have been effective at reversing the consequences and ramifications of apartheid, and that South Africa needs to actually track whether there has been progress, right? And this is also the position of the United Nations, that South Africa needs to keep disaggregated data to document whether those affirmative action policies that rely on apartheid era racial classification have been successful at achieving redress. And I'll also say that politically, this is an issue that has actually united parties like the EFF, the DA, and the ANC, believe it or not. When that man, Glantz Nayman, a teacher from the Western Cape, unclassified himself from colored to black and was charged with fraud, the EFF came out guns blazing against the Western Cape Department of Education, saying you cannot continue to inflict apartheid mental institutions on South African people today. The DA came out just as hard, and so did ANC then Home Affairs Minister, now returned Minister of Health, Dr. Aaron Motsoaledi, saying, you know, yet he agrees and Home Affairs should find other ways of measuring progress, measuring economic and social indicators other than race. The lone person during that parliamentary committee who supported race classifications was none other than former Minister of Labour and Employment Tula Sinxele, who argued that you do need race-based policy, again, so that substantive equality can be achieved to reverse the effects of apartheid. So yeah, I've taken up all the time. I'm sorry about that. I did just want to give it a lot more nuance and again, to be respectful to the SHRC until they have made others of their position on this public.
And to be clear, our view is that this has not worked. And in fact, it's also not even the most accurate way to measure redress in many ways. It maybe could be like, you could use vague self-identification in some stats gathering and stuff. But in terms of applying laws, that clearly the system currently is being exploited by those who already have, often at the expense of those who do not have. So if you're Black and connected, you can take advantage of something like BEE to enrich yourself. But if you're Black and poor, BEE is very unlikely to do anything to change your life. And I think that's exactly the question the country should be asking. I'm very glad South African Human Rights Commission seems to be coming on board with this. Is like, have these policies, has classifying by race actually done anything to alleviate poverty, to fix some of the huge social problems we have in this country as a result of our history? And the answer, I think, if you look at the last 20 years in which BEE has been in place, is no, it has not. And so I think this is a very positive step forward in the public debate. And I think you can see the cracks all over the place beginning to form, that a lot of the sort of more mainstream view in society is beginning to take a look back at policies like BEE and racial classification, which is the sort of cornerstone of the whole thing, and saying, you know, maybe this isn't working. Any final thoughts, McConnor?
Absolutely. And so we put forward our proposal for this, not to the SHRC. The meeting has been postponed so that we can have this discussion with relevant stakeholders like the ministers of Home Affairs, Labour and Education, and some other future dialogues that the SHRC will be having on race relations and racial classifications as a key element to discussing race relations. Parting thoughts are that our proposed solution has been that instead of using race as a proxy for affirmative action, let's just target poor people directly and use economic factors. We put that in our statement art today and hope that the future dialogues with the SHRC will materialize and that the public also gets to weigh in on this, because this is very much a question about their identity and how the South African identity is crafted moving forward. And hopefully one day we can all just be South African with our race being made irrelevant once and for all. I think that would really put a shame to apartheid. And I think with EED, you'd really start to see poverty and even the effects of apartheid on the very poor and downtrodden in society really start to be made different.
No, hear, hear. Completely agree with that. That will be the final victory over the horrible history we have of racialization in this country. And the sooner it arrives, the sooner South Africa, I think, can begin to truly embrace its potential and move itself away from the legacy of the past. All right, that is all the time we have for today. We hope you found today's show interesting. As you know, that if you followed our work at all, this has been one of the key policy fights that people at the IRR have had for a very long time. In fact, going back to our founding back in 1929, we have been banging on about the problems of racial classification with the previous regime, and now also with this democratically elected government as well, which has unfortunately carried on some of those things, as you pointed out at the beginning. We look forward to hopefully ending this debate that has been going on for far too long. All right, thank you very much, everyone. We hope you have a wonderful day. That's a wrap. The Daily Friend Show and The Daily Friend are a project of the Institute of Race Relations, the IRR. The IRR is a think tank which was founded in 1929 to study race relations in South Africa and works to change government policy to improve race relations through non-racialism and to ensure the prosperity of all South Africans. If you like our work and would like to support us, please go to irr.org.za and click Support the IRR or you can go to thedailyfriend.co.za and click the Fund Us button.